Daily Devotions from the United Reformed Church.
Daily Devotion for Thursday the 25th of April. The reading is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Reflection. I have a confession to make. There have been several times in my life when I have felt that I've been spending too much time doing churchy type things. I can particularly remember this at one point in my time in Haydock in Lancashire back in the 1990s. Somebody was giving me directions for somewhere and doing so by navigating by the location of pubs, and then stopped themselves, realising who I was, proceeded to give me directions via church buildings. That always makes me chuckle, but prompted me to found the Old Kongs football team, reforming a team from 60 years previous, which for quite a few years brought together a great bunch of people from the local neighbourhood. As well as football and friendship, there were opportunities to share faith. Some came to faith or were supported or contributed in other ways. During the COVID lockdowns, we were reminded that church is people, not buildings. But don't we easily fall into bad habits, saying we're going to church and obsessing about our programs and events? The words of Jesus about being salt and light imply affecting the whole of life so that others would give glory to God. It is a privilege in my current ministry to be in partnership with the London Institute for Contemporary Christianity, who are rightly encouraging us to grow our discipleship for when we are gathered and when we are scattered. Their six M's are inspiring me at the moment: modelling godly character, making good work, ministering grace and love, moulding culture, mouthpiece for truth and justice, and messenger of the gospel. Being salt and light is no zero-sum equation. There is no either or in the economy of God's mission. Evangelism is definitely a discipleship, not a training issue. Maybe today you will find fresh impetus and inspiration for living out your faith and sharing it when led. Let us pray. God of good news, may my life be like salt and light, not hidden away, but in plain sight. I thank you that Jesus did not hide away in the safety of the religious institution, but became involved with life's messiness, being attacked for his associations. Make me more like Jesus where I am and where you are leading me. Help me to know that you are with me and go before me. Amen. Today's daily devotion was written by the Reverend Eddie Boone, who is Thames North Synod Discipleship Enabler, and it was read by Christopher Whitehead.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotion from the United Reformed Church. We hope you tune in again tomorrow.